Michael in Kentucky's on the line, and he's got a question about a gazebo. What can we do for you today?
Oh, well, I want to try and find a way to use my gazebo during the winter. I mean, it's kind of cold here in Kentucky, and the gazebo's made out of wood. And I'm looking to put, like, a fire pit kind of thing, but I don't want to use the wood.
Okay.
Because it's made out of wood. I don't want it to go up in flames.
That's wise. But your gazebo probably has a roof on it, right?
Oh, yeah, it has a roof.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can't really put a fire under it. You just, because you know, unless it's a teepee with a big hole in the top, you know, there's no place for the smoke to go. You're going to collect a lot of heat up there, and it's really generally a bad idea. So, really, the question is, how can you heat your gazebo in the winter months? And there's a good reason we don't heat gazebos in winter months, because they're not really designed to be enclosed.
So, I guess it's kind of a out-of-the-question kind of thing, then.
I mean, it would seem, I mean, typically if you want to put some sort of a heating system onto your deck, then you could use a fire pit and you could design it or even have a, like we have a fire, a portable sort of fire pit that we wheel out onto the patio and put a couple of, you know, logs in there. But, you know, when you're in a gazebo like that, you can't create a fire because you're going to burn the roof down. So it's a hard space to use. If you had an open patio area or maybe an open area of your yard, Michael, that would be a smarter place to create, you know, a gathering place where you could actually really build a true fire pit. You know, there's a great article online on our website on how to build a fire pit. There's also a radio show that we did with Roger Cook from This Old House where he gave us his tips on how to build a fire pit.
Okay, so basically it would probably be a better thing to put maybe outside of my gazebo.
Yeah, exactly. And gazebos are just not intended to be enclosed.
Well, that sounds like it answers my question pretty well.
All right, Michael, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.